Chapter 14. In the second year of Jehoash, the son of Jehoahaz, the king of Israel, Amaziah, the son of Jehoash, the king of Judah, became king. 25 years old he happened to be when he began to reign, and for 29 years he reigned in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jehoaddan of Jerusalem. And he continued to do what was upright in Jehovah's eyes, only not like David his forefather. According to all that Jehoash his father had done, he did. It was only the high places that did not disappear. The people were still sacrificing and making sacrificial smoke on the high places. And it came about that as soon as the kingdom had become firm in his hand, he began to strike down his servants that had struck down the king, his father. And the sons of the strikers he did not put to death, according to what is written in the book of Moses' law that Jehovah gave in command, saying, Fathers should not be put to death for sons, and sons themselves should not be put to death for fathers, but for his own sin should each one be put to death. He himself struck down the Edomites in the Valley of Salt, 10,000 men, and got to see Selah in the war, and its name came to be called Jokthiel, down to this day. Then it was that Amaziah sent messengers to Jehoash, the son of Jehoahaz, the son of Jehu, the king of Israel, saying, Do come, let us look each other in the face. At that Jehoash, the king of Israel, sent to Amaziah, the king of Judah, saying, The thorny weed itself that was in Lebanon sent to the cedar that was in Lebanon, saying, Do give your daughter to my son as a wife. However, a wild beast of the field that was in Lebanon passed by and trampled the thorny weed down. You have unmistakably struck down Edom, and your heart has lifted you up. Enjoy your honor and dwell in your own house. Why, then, should you engage in strife under unfavorable conditions and have to fall, you and Judah with you? And Amaziah did not listen. So Jehoash the king of Israel came up, and they proceeded to look each other in the face, he and Amaziah the king of Judah, at Beth Shemesh, which belongs to Judah. And Judah came to be defeated before Israel, so that they took to flight, each one to his tent. And it was Amaziah the king of Judah, the son of Jehoash, the son of Ahaziah, that Jehoash the king of Israel captured at Beth Shemesh. After which they came to Jerusalem, and he made a breach in the wall of Jerusalem at the gate of Ephraim, clear to the corner gate, 400 cubits. And he took all the gold and silver, and all the articles to be found at the house of Jehovah, and in the treasures of the house of the king, and the hostages, and then returned to Samaria. As for the rest of the affairs of Jehoash, what he did, and his mightiness, and how he fought against Amaziah the king of Judah, are they not written in the book of the affairs of the days of the kings of Israel? Finally, Jehoash lay down with his forefathers, and was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel, and Jeroboam, his son, began to reign in place of him. And Amaziah, the son of Jehoash, the king of Judah, continued to live after the death of Jehoash, the son of Jehoahaz, the king of Israel, for 15 years. As for the rest of the affairs of Amaziah, are they not written in the book of the affairs of the days of the kings of Judah? At length they leagued against him in a conspiracy at Jerusalem, and he went fleeing to Lachish. But they sent in pursuit of him to Lachish, and put him to death there. So they carried him upon horses, and he was buried in Jerusalem with his forefathers in the city of David. Then all the people of Judah took Azariah, he at the time being 16 years old, and they made him king in place of his father Amaziah. He himself built Elath, and got to restore it to Judah after the king lay down with his forefathers. In the 15th year of Amaziah, the son of Jehoash, the king of Judah, Jeroboam, the son of Jehoash, the king of Israel, became king in Samaria for 41 years. And he continued to do what was bad in Jehovah's eyes. he did not depart from all the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, with which he caused Israel to sin. He it was that restored the boundary of Israel from the entering in of Hamath, clear to the sea of the Arabah, according to the word of Jehovah the God of Israel, who spoke by means of his servant Jonah, the son of Amittai, the prophet that was from Gath-Hepher. For Jehovah had seen the very bitter affliction of Israel. There was neither any helpless one, nor any worthless one, nor was there a helper for Israel. And Jehovah had promised not to wipe out the name of Israel from under the heavens. Consequently, he saved them by the hand of Jeroboam, the son of Jehoash. As for the rest of the affairs of Jeroboam, and all that he did and his mightiness, how he fought and how he restored Damascus and Hamath to Judah and Israel, are they not written in the book of the affairs of the days of the kings of Israel? Finally, Jeroboam lay down with his forefathers, with the kings of Israel, and Zechariah his son began to reign in place of him.